And welcome to Doc Guidance. I'm Chris.
I'm Brian.
Class, you can jump in. Yeah, we lasted all of 5 seconds before we screwed it up.
Well, welcome to Doc Guidance, I guess.
Indeed, indeed. So we've just got a quick cast today where we have class on to basically talk about what is going to be happening with the WTC this year, or effectively what we've got planned. Class, you want to just launch into it? This is going to be a quick cast to probably bolt in for something else, but I figure we can talk about this whole business.
So the thing is, we owe it to our hobby, I think, to crown the 2020 world champion. It just has to be done. And since there's this brand new war table thing going on, we figured, let's just have a virtual world team championship. We still need to settle on the actual, really, like the brand name. We still need to settle on that. Let's call it the virtual WTC, maybe. And on which we will crown the champion of War Machine for this year.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, we were talking about this a little beforehand, and yeah, the simple fact is the WTC is its own thing. It's a physical event. This won't really be replacing it, but as Klaus said, it's like, it doesn't matter, we should still get something going, and I think we owe it to people just to have a tournament of sorts. Plus, you know, with War Table itself, we might end up reaching people who might not be able to make it to the WTC otherwise. That sort of business, I think.
Yeah, sure. There's the main problem maybe of time zones. I mean, it's noon where I am today. It's evening where you are.
Yeah.
So I don't think you'll get a lot of sleep on the weekend when, I mean, especially you guys and the Americans. I want to say I'm sorry, but to be fair, I actually am not, because you probably play in the middle of the day.
Fucking Eurocentric shit.
Well, I mean, I can't help it that there's just a lot more countries in Europe than there are in Australia.
Yeah, fair enough.
The one and only.
So,
and New Zealand, actually, don't forget them.
Sorry?
And New Zealand, don't forget New Zealand are in our part of the world. They aren't in our time zone, don't worry about that part.
Yeah, see? So, actually, we're aiming to have the main event on the weekend of the original WTC, so that's September 12th and 13th. And we figured that it would be really hard to have more than four rounds in total on the weekend, so actually more than two rounds a day, because of time zones, because of the fact that you don't play as quickly online as in real life. So we wanted to just have two rounds on a Saturday and two on Sunday. And astute listeners might have noticed that means that we could only actually have 16 teams. That's not what we try to do. We actually want more than 16 teams. We are aiming for 32, where we will try to have the first round played beforehand. Seems like the most scalable solution. So that the actual weekend has the last four rounds, the ones that actually matter. And also the conclusion of the tournament.
Yeah.
More or less what it could look like is we have a list lock 3 weeks before. We publish the list. We announce the pairings a few days later. And then teams can get in touch and schedule their first game at any point before the event. You probably set a hard deadline when that game has to be played. So that on the event itself, we can just, we can start on Saturday at noon, more or less, let's say, with round two, or should we even go up to 64 teams, we can start then on round three and just have the final games going.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of choices here on the matter. First of all, well, it's probably, honestly, a bunch of my thoughts with the WTC are sort of coloured by the fact that, as you said, the time zones are probably just going to fuck us in Australia here, so there's probably going to be less enthusiasm for it, just unfortunately because of that fact. But That's not to say it's not a worthy cause. I actually think you got a lot of things you can play around here, because from what I remember with a couple of like Vassal and or equivalent tournaments for other game systems, they almost have like a setup of like several week, like it's almost like a week for a round, so to speak. So basically people can organize games like ahead of time, which I like what you've done for the first round there. That's an easier way to cram things in. But it'd be curious to see what happens with regards to the rest of the weekend.
The problem that you guys have in Australia, obviously, is that your final round on Sunday is going to be in the middle of the night. So it's going to start, let's say, around midnight on Sunday.
Yeah, so it goes to 3.
Planning crash at work at 7 a.m. on a Monday, that might be an issue. Mm-hmm. Because you'll have to play and beat people's and stuff, and finish by like 3:30 in the middle of the night, and then start the whole party. Sober at 7.
Compared to the time investment for a holiday to Europe, taking one day of annual leave on the Monday isn't too much of a hard sell, I'd say.
Yeah, that's actually fair.
People wouldn't mind taking a long weekend for War Machine.
Yeah, and I guess if you try to schedule this over 5 weeks, I'm sure that half the teams will have dropped by the end of those 5 weeks, because why would you continue to play and try to schedule something in and et cetera, et cetera? If, for example, you're on, 3 losses, why would you keep going? And that's why we try to cram it all into one weekend, so people take that time off and have that, dedicated time slot to say, okay, now we play War Machine. And it's probably, easier or more fun to just have a LAN party going on.
Oh, definitely agree.
LAN party.
And let's get it out there now already. I mean, we'll not consider that as cheating if you have a LAN party going on. We'll still play timed format. I'm thinking about just setting the timer to 1.5 hours, but not much more than that. It's still going to be a timed format. We're still going to try to get some timer going on. Probably we can still implement it in Wartable between now and then. But if not, there's even timers on Discord and things like that. So we'll have a timed format so that in the end, it won't be. You won't be able to just stretch out the games and have like 5 people play at the same time against one opponent. And even if that is really what you want to do, then that's what you want to do. It's entirely your prerogative. I haven't seen, if you put 5 mediocre players together, they're still not going to be a great player. That's just how that works.
Yeah, I mean, the other flip side, too, is, like, it kind of doesn't matter if, like, everyone crams around the computer from one team, because presumably the other team would have also finished, and they could also cram around your computer as well.
And the thing is, it will not make any decisions go faster if there's 5 people talking or breathing down your neck. And in a time format, you will just run out of time at a certain point anyway.
Yeah, well, it's early days regardless. Like, if people raise an objection to that, like, the thing is, right, is for once, and I'd like to bring you back to Wartable, because it was the tool chosen for this one. I think it's quite important. The simple fact is, you've got free reign to do a lot of things here. Like, Wartable, for those who haven't used, is basically, it's a new client to play War Machine on. It's browser-based. It was previously used to make Judgment. I believe the guys at Linus Sight have a good chunk to do with the development. Either one of the two of the co-hosts is the one actually in charge of coding it. And realistically, cards on the table. At this point in time, it's kind of a beta in terms of a product. But that makes it actually rather promising, because even as a beta test, this is quite a good system. So a lot of things can be added between now and then. And frankly, I think your tournament, like, Virtual WTC, we haven't even really settled on a name yet for it yet. And it is entirely possible this might continue to be a thing even with the actual WTC next year. We could have this just as a minor thing for other sections as well. There's a lot we can
pull down or something.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot we can decide between then and now. Yeah, I think we've got... I think it's good to have something regardless, though. Like, frankly, I can tell you from our perspective, like, people kind of, like, between lockdowns and whatnot, depending on what country they're in, people are kind of really craving just, like, games in general.
Yeah, very much. Same here. I'd say the first month of lockdown, I was like, ooh, I can get my paint on it. I can get some stuff painted, et cetera, et cetera. But now I'm like, just out. I just want to meet some dudes and then have a beer. And then, okay, yes, I have some war dollies that I need to shove around the table. But nobody cares about that. It's more about being outside, like, you know, having a beer or a barbecue or something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think you'll find that this war table business will go quite a good ways to enabling that. Even, like, frankly, like, I've been doing a lot of, like, online gaming as a result of this, and by online gaming I don't mean WoW, I mean more like, say, online versions of RPGs. And I will be honest, there's no easier way, like, there's definitely no easier way to drink while playing War Machine than sitting in your own room and cracking a beer while trying to move some models around on War Table. It even does all the things for you. Like, for anyone who hasn't used it, I'd say the main draw card to me for regarding War Table is specifically the fact, and we'll probably do a full podcast on the ins and outs of how to actually use an online client to play War Machine, but by far the biggest draw card to me is the simple fact that it accounts for two major problems you'd have ever played using War Machine. One is walking around things. It's extremely easy to do that because you can break down the movement by steps and it keeps track of your inches for you, so you don't have the bendy tape measure problem. And two is making sure your models actually are base-to-base with each other or don't run into each other. It keeps track of collision as you move models along, both of which are extremely good features. Like, for this point, you kind of don't actually need a lot of judge calls because, frankly, a lot of judge calls about, like, LOS determination and or whether models will overlap or run into charge lanes. But the system takes care of a good chunk of that for you.
Yeah, it does. It has exact distances. So you can put a model down, and while you put that model down, it will tell you the distance to all the other models on the board. So also declaring intent and saying, okay, I want this model to be 15.1 inches away from you. That's perfectly fine. And it's perfectly feasible. And also, that model will not get bumped or knocked over or whatever, because it's obviously an online situation, and it will be, when your turn starts, that model will be exactly 15.1 inches away, because that's where you put it.
Indeed. Yeah.
I say now 15.1 inches because that's the threat range of many things in an Aurora 1.
I was gonna say before the cast, so Klaus has played Aurora 1 in Strange Bedfellows as a result of presumably of this lockdown, and I have played Aurora 1 in Clockwork Legion, and I must say, fucking Eradicators, man. Holy shit. Those things are crazy.
To be fair, I have no idea what Eradicators are. I don't know the list. Somebody, Wout, he just clicked me a list together, and then he played my Serenia list, and I played his Strange Bedfellows list, and I think it's probably the first time that I've beaten him, just, well, because the difference in list strength is that big.
Huh, shit. Was it a Faithful Masses Serenia, or was it some other craziness?
No. It was good Serenia list. The only thing, I mean, it's still Christian's list from the last year's WTC, but I took out one Kiki Monk and put in Anastasia.
Huh, all right.
Just really likes to go first.
Yeah, fair enough.
Dictate who does.
Yeah. All things considered, we'd probably be... So, let's just run through it, I guess. So, first things first. WTC, we're looking at virtual WTC, VWTC, VVTC, I think you were even talking at. Something that makes sense in French. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, in French, you could go for triple VTC, yes, because they call a W a double VTC.
I like it a lot. Yeah, we're maybe looking at. Sorry,
so we're talking over me. So the triple VTC.
Oh,
people tell me I sound sexy when I speak French, but then I tell them I sound sexy all the time. But you know, that's
you're an extremely sexy man, Klaus. That's why you've kept your camera on, I see, incidentally.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good stuff. So yeah, 12th and 13th of September, going to be using Wartable. If you're expecting Wartable to stay the same between now and then, you would probably be wrong. In fact, you'd definitely be wrong. Going to be a thing for aiming for 32 teams, and frankly, sky's the limit for how much you can do. What are you exactly thinking for the teams themselves? Is it still going to be by country, or are you going to open? Yeah, okay.
Of course.
Okay, sweet.
That's like the best feature of the WTC. Why would we change that?
I don't know.
Actually, we know that the best feature is the swapping shirts afterwards, but you know, that's.
Yes.
I mean, we can send people shirts in the mail. That would work. Also, I concerted with Thomas Menes, the guy who designed the WTC tables, and he's on board to make sure that we can play on the WTC tables on Wartable as well.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, I mean, you don't want to do things well, and that's something that we can. I don't think that it would be too hard to incorporate. So we're really looking to get that sorted as well.
No, that's actually good to hear, because I think people's trepidation right now, and to be fair, you guys haven't exactly gone public with a bunch of this, because this is, as you said, might be the first cast where you spill some of the beans. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think people's trepidation is just like, oh, it's just going to be some virtual thing, like we'll just have a LAN party and we'll go get drunk and play a bunch of games, and like, you know, at the end of the day we'll say, England finally managed to win something, or Belgium smashed the shit out of them, because there's always an upset there.
Well, it might be if we all play Aurora 1 Strange Bedfellows.
I mean, you've got four different ways to play Strange Bedfellows. Admittedly, two of them are probably going to be a bit of the, like, bargain bin basement side, but, you know, it's still Strange Bedfellows. It's fine.
Yeah. No, yes. The thing is, I mean, we want this to be, it's going to be the virtual WTC. It's not the same. It's not the actual WTC, but yeah, it's we still want it to be the real thing. And this is still the event where the champion of 2020 is going to be crowned. And as long as everybody is on board with that, it will still be a great event. And yes, please have a LAN party. I mean, we as Belgians, we plan to have a LAN party. But I mean, don't feel bad about sitting all together in the same room and play, because we will not consider that as cheating. But yeah, I mean, let's have fun, and let's just get something sorted and get something done. I mean, it should still be the event people are looking forward to.
Definitely, indeed. I mean, look, whoever should win this tournament shouldn't get an easy run. Like, they should basically have to fucking work for it and have something worth a damn for it in a real tournament. If that is the case, then I think you'll succeed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the people who will win this will have to work for it, for sure.
Definitely.
It's a different, maybe a little different subset of skills by playing online. It's not the same as playing with real life war dollies, but still, it's still War Machine. And let's say a good online player will be a good tabletop player, and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that dissimilar from the game itself. Like, in the end of the day, like, some of the things will be a little different, but some people should adapt. I mean, people have been adapting. Like, if anything, I don't think online War Machine, if it weren't for the coronavirus, I don't think Wartable would have gotten anywhere near as much traction. I mean, this is just some no-shit stuff, pretty much, but Wartable wouldn't have gotten as much big traction. I think there would have been less emphasis to develop it, and as a result of that, I think coming out of this pandemic, we have now gained something for our troubles, which might actually be worth a damn. And yeah, like even this year, we use the virtual team championship as basically a tournament to replace the WTC. But we might gain like a fully, we might be able to just keep using those features to do this thing again and again in years to come.
Oh, why not? Yeah. The thing is that, as Brian said in that preamble, compared to the time investment you would have to go to the actual WTC, just taking a long weekend and taking Friday or Monday off just to play this virtual war machine is just not comparable. And
no,
it can still be a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's fair. I don't have to fucking paint an Aurora 2 list and a fucking Fiona list to go play the teams event. I just basically have to put some things into conflict chamber and then they spewed onto a table.
Not yeah, having to trap with all the huge bases. Sounds extreme.
Oh my god, yes. I wonder if you'll ever see a Scorn player go to the WTC from Australia who actually has, like, the 4 battle engines. Or whether they'll just bitch out and go like, nah, we're not going to transport that shit. Or we'll source it locally.
Yeah, that seems like the real option. Source it locally.
Definitely.
But try
in this case. In this case, you can.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, go on, Brian.
No, I mean, I'm sure there's locals who have it. I was just trying to think every Scorn player would already have all of their battle engines in their list, so sourcing it would be maybe a little harder than I thought, but not at the same time. There's not everybody in said country will be playing in the actual event, so maybe it's more doable than I thought.
Apart from Poland, everyone in Poland usually plays the WTC, I've noticed.
I mean, you'd think so, but I think their meta is one of the biggest in Europe. Maybe only second to Germany? The number of players.
Nah, that's fair. That's definitely fair.
I mean, the meta is at any rate much bigger than the Belgian meta. I think we got, the last time we organized, we had 3 teams, and we really had, to fill up the last team, we had to, drag people on from under a bunch of stones and teach people War Machine in 3 months and things like that.
Nice.
And I think at least one of the guys we sourced in complete army because the week before he realized that he still had to paint a whole list or something.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it was funny.
That reminds me, I don't think I've ever gotten a Belgium shirt. I'm gonna have to go fix that next year. Remind me.
You have. I mean, so you remember this year where you won everything? The next year, it was the WTC in Belgium, and you guys scrubbed out in round 2 or something.
Round 2, yep.
Oh,
yep,
that was in Belgium. You were there. I saw you.
I know that. I remember meeting you. I just don't remember if I got a shot from the actual Belgian team. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Because you did say earlier one of the best things about the WTC, and it's all that other random shit that happens in the weekend, which will probably be the reason, end of the day, that it will be one of the things we'd have to try and replicate, is the, you know, it's the random shit, it's the shirt swapping, telling of stories, the fucking after-party drinking, the random shit that just ends up happening.
Pyramid.
Well, oh my god, the pyramid.
That's why if you're in the team, you've got a bro down and a LAN group at somebody's house or at a rental for the weekend where like one long party for whoever's participating.
God, that'd actually be a lot of fun. I think you just sold me on that.
Yeah, and I mean and even if you have like 2 teams from the same country, you could have like both teams there. That would also be a lot of fun.
I was thinking that, actually. What happens if you end up with the...
Here in the barbecue, it's important as well.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Somebody frying whatever there is to fry. It's important.
The person who scrubs out to an early assassination ends up just fetching food and drinks for the rest of them as punishment.
It will definitely be the beer bitch. That's probably incentive. But also that means, I guess that also is like a disincentive to go for assassination. Like, if Moops fucking top of two someone, as he usually tries to do, it'd be like, all right, James, get me all the beers.
Yeah, well, it's probably better than trying to top of two someone and then, but first taking a selfie.
Is it too soon? I don't know. Maybe too soon.
Tracy might be wondering. It's been 5 years, but we're never, ever going to let it go.
No, we never should forget it, because let's be honest, it was still hilarious. It's a bit of War Machine history, and it's hilarious.
It is. And in that regard, you should be proud that there's still so many people knowing about that specific selfie.
Yeah, but indeed.
After 5 years. I don't think that there is actually a War Machine selfie that's more famous than that one.
Oh, man. I kind of wish James was here to defend himself, so we could laugh at it. I think you're right, too. I can't think of anything that approaches it. Alright, I think that probably covers a good chunk of the name to be decided. Incidentally, yes, I do appreciate the fact you guys haven't picked a name, and given what happened to my own damn team championship, where we picked a name, we ended up changing it, and then it turns out the Americans then copied our name, so we couldn't change back, and it was just a whole mess.
Something like an ADC or one.
Yeah, it was, first we had the Australian team championship, and then we changed it to the Oceanic one, and then we realized there's an Ottawa team championship, and then the Americans made their own ATC, so we're like, oh, fuck.
Ontario team championship, Chris.
Whatever. Canadiastan. It's somewhere in there, I'm sure. Yeah.
Is that still going on, the Oceanic team championship?
Actually, you know what? I might as well plug it here. Yes, it is still going on. It will probably be 6 months late, considering the quarantine is more or less lifting in Australia. End of the day, wasn't hit very hard by the pandemic. Honestly, as I basically said to people, I was like, screw it. If I can't go to the WTC, I'm going to make my own team champion with blackjack and hookers.
Yeah.
It will probably be in October because it works out better, and frankly, I'm push it back just because I don't know what the status of the venue is going to be, and also travel restriction stuff. I'd like to just give it time, just in case any shenanigans happen, but yes, I'm definitely planning on having it again, because...
Freaking Sand will never open
it. Is it going to be like a team championship where people just form teams like the ATC, or is it going to be like a championship where it has to be like... county or
it's state. States typically, yeah. State, is how we state. Do it. Yeah. Yeah, we have some murking allowed. I mean, you have notorious Tasmanian and probably going to be Western Australian by the looks of it, Jack Ding, who's definitely and Whaley, who's definitely from New South Wales and definitely not the king of Tasmania. That's happened a couple of times, but yeah, in general it's based upon by state.
Wait, is Jack jumping ship?
Oh, look, if Jack can somehow get on a team with Whaley and Colin, you know that guy's going to do that basically every time.
I feel so left out, Chris.
Like, oh, yes, that's true, right. Yes, welcome to the... You betrayed us for ACT, though, Brian. Why?
It's sport, Chris.
True. Didn't you forfeit... The Australian Capital Territory. Incidentally, if I remember right, I think Brian rocked up to his round one game 40 minutes late? Or like...
I lived down the street. It was very embarrassing.
Yeah, he literally lived like in... This is in the city of Sydney, and he lives basically the closest and somehow was the latest. It was fantastic.
It was not good.
But yeah, these kind of stories, right? This is what Team Champions is all about. And honestly... I think you've actually, Klaus, sold me on the concept of a virtual WTC. I don't know what kind of stories we'll make for this year, but as long as they're there and they're fun and people have a blast, I think it will succeed.
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be some, like, nipple shenanigans. If anywhere, it would be in a W. It'll be in a virtual WTC.
Oh, dear. Nice. All right, I think we should...
Is this like a dig at Simon Hall, or is that just me?
It was a reference to the individual for how he got his name, but I feel like somebody could dethrone the king given an opportunity. And I feel like you're presenting that opportunity to everyone.
On the world stage, no less, yes.
Good. I hear he's a doctor now. He plays Age of Sigmar or something?
Yeah, I think he does. He plays being a dad now, actually, to be fair, which means that he has to do the dad game, which is Age of Sigmar, so yeah.
I see. I'm a dad, too, and I don't play Age of Sigmar.
Yeah, but you're cool, Klaus.
Cool.
I think we should probably wrap this up. I did say it was going to be a brief cast, and you, unlike us, are in the middle of your workday. Is there anything you want to lead us, finish us off with regarding the virtual WTC?
Yeah, so I assume that the guy I consider to be the main man for this is not myself, but is actually Mark from Nice Machine.
Yes.
So I assume that also the main communication will go through that channel. We do have the committee involved. So we have Johan and Zosia and Simon from Poland that are at least in the group chat. So, it's not like we're just totally John Ramboing this. Is Rambo's first name John? No.
Ramboing. Whatever. We're going with it.
It's really we at least talked to the committee before we started doing weird things. And that's probably the main thing to know, I guess. I hope that we can come forward with full information soon. Also, like the original WTC, there is probably some input still possible from captains. And if you, as a captain, think, oh, I would like to do this in such and such a way, or I would have this or that input, all that input is always welcome.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we've got time as well to it. I mean, we're only in June, and who knows what can happen between now and September, but looking forward to it and see how it shakes out.
Yeah, me too, very much.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is going to be brief, so I think that'll be it for now. Thanks for your time, Klaus. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks for sharing your plans, Klaus. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome time.
And look, if I don't see you or talk to you before, fucking good luck and kick ass with the virtual WTC. Cheers, Matt.
And you will, I hope.
Oh, look. I might be working back then. I might be on night shift or weekend shift, but I'll see what I can do, I think. If nothing else, you've convinced me to fucking give it a crack.
See? You might get the decisive lead on world titles that you need, you know, dude.
I mean, look, you actually convinced me for one thing. It'd be perfect, because like with a lot of the wins I've had, right, they could just discredit it. It'd be like, oh, yeah, but it was the virtual WTC. It doesn't count. It'd be great. I love it.
Yeah, but the other thing is that it's probably going to be really, really hard to just repeat that, right? I mean, you can't win War Machine Weekend anymore because it doesn't exist anymore.
True, true. There's no lock and load this year either.
It's all differently, but still, things like that. It's going to be another year before people can just win, lock and load, the WTC and War Machine Weekend in the same year.
Indeed. All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming on. Thank you very much for listening to us. This will be a brief episode. We might tag it along with something else. We'll see how we go. But yeah, that was about the virtual WTC. Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Well, in my case, good afternoon.